Welcome back to another season of Coach's Corner at Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, presented by The Flag and WDAY Radio. Joining us again this season, Cobbers football coach Terry Horan and Spuds head football coach Kevin Feeney. Thanks to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee, Brady Service in Moorhead, and Cameroon Foss Concrete. Okay, coaches, welcome back to the podcast. A new season is underway. Let's talk about starting a new season. There's a chill in the air this morning, so it almost feels like fall, although it's still going to be hot this week. Coach Horan, how does it feel to get another season going?
Well, when you start a new season, there's just the excitement throughout your team, your staff, you know, the new of everything. You know, I can say this because we're sitting at a table where both Coach Feeney and I, we're undefeated right now, so that's a good feeling. Coach Feeney got a big win, obviously, Friday night, and for us, you know, we haven't played yet, so we're still undefeated and things are good. But no, it's just, it's so good to see the electricity of your players, the excitement level. I mean, football is a special sport, as we've said over the years, and you get very few opportunities, and you want to cash in on these opportunities. And we're excited to get into game week. You know, this is game week for us, so we're in that game week prep mode. Fall camp is over. You know, fall camp's always a grind, but our kids persevered and got through it. And we're excited for Wisconsin Eau Claire to be here on Saturday.
All right, Coach Feeney, you guys have your first game under the belt and got a big win. Tell us about the team situation right now. How do you feel about things after game one?
Yeah, you know what? I think as you watched the game, if you were there at the game in Spring Lake Park, you know, I think when you just watch it live, you would say, oh, that was a really, really good, you know, showing by the Spuds, and all three areas did some really good things. And then you watch it on film and you're like, whew, we got a lot of work to do. But you know what, it was week one, and we have a lot of dumb sayings as coaches, of course, but it's never as good as you think. It's never as bad as you think. And this was definitely, you know, we were able to put 55 points on the board. But I really, really thought that we left a lot of things out there. And, you know, I think in every position group, offense or defense, you know what, there was a lot of really good moments for us, but a lot of learning moments also that we've got to take care of as we move into the next couple weeks here.
Well, and you don't really want to be perfect on the first game of the season, do you?
Right. Then it wouldn't give us coaches anything to do, right? But no, you know what, Spring Lake Park, very, very traditional power in Section 6, Section 7, whatever section they've been in the last few years. But, you know, I really thought our kids came out and played very, very physical right out of the gate, took care of the football for the most part, and then were able to create some turnovers. And so that formula right there is going to give you an opportunity to win the football game. But like I said, we feel like we've had a really, really good summer, and our kids really are coming in with some high expectations. And I would say we kind of met them, but I think there's nobody on the team that I think felt like they played their best game of the year.
Coach Horan, when you look at starting this season, you've got quite a bit coming back team-wise. What do you like about that returning group of players?
Well, you never can replace the experience of veterans. You really can't. I mean, we've got 21 regular seniors, and I've got 9 super seniors. So, you know, that in all is probably as big as we've ever been from a senior class perspective. Yeah, having those redshirt 9 super seniors, although they were never redshirted, they were all COVID boys, so they got an extra year of eligibility. It's amazing having that leadership. And I will say this, and I have gone on record in saying this. So, you know, currently we're in a construction phase at Concordia. We've got a brand new field. It's beautiful. Got a brand new track. We're going to have lights for the first time ever. But all fall camp, we've been practicing at Moorhead High School. And that logistically, you know, bringing equipment over and driving over and all of that, our kids weren't even fazed by it, and a lot of that had to do with our senior leadership. We actually reserved 2 vans to be able to bring some of our young players over. We never had to use them. The players handled it all. They got all of our kids transported where they needed to. It's actually gone really, really smooth, and we're really super appreciative of Coach Feeney and Dean Haugo and Superintendent Lunick for allowing us to come over there and use their facility. So senior leadership really, really helps, and we're leaning on those guys because that's important this time of the year.
We're talking with Cobber coach Terry Horan and Spud coach Kevin Feeney in the Coach's Corner podcast hosted by Third Drop Coffee. And in addition to having delicious coffee, they have tasty hot chocolate, sausage and egg cheese biscuit sandwiches, classic bagel sandwiches. They've got all kinds of flavored coffee and crafted seasonal drinks to try as well. They have a new flavored craft coffee to try each month. So get in here and try it out. Coach Feeney loves the hot chocolate as well as I do. Coach Rand likes their coffee, and they've got scones, muffins, cinnamon twists, and a whole lot more. It's a great place to relax, study, read, or meet a friend. Third Drop Coffee here in Moorhead and our host for the Coach's Corner podcast. All right, let's go back a little bit, coaches. Before camp, before you got the players in, as coaches, you're already working on stuff for the new season. Coach Feeney, when do you start thinking about the new season?
You know what? The last day of school is typically on a Thursday, and we say, hey, have a great summer. We'll see you on Monday. So we get going first week in June, and you know what? We have a really good opportunity, and we feel like we've got a great schedule throughout the summer. And so our kids get, you know, their strength training done, their speed work done, and their football skills done. 4 days a week for, it usually takes about 2.5 to 3 hours for all those things to be accomplished. But, you know, and then throughout the summer, we attend things like Coach Horan's 7-on-7 tournament. We went to 3 or 4 of those this year. And then we do some inter-squad scrimmages type stuff with some area high schools around here. So we were just talking about this as coaches. It's back in the day where, or maybe when I was playing or Coach Horan was playing or you were playing, that it was like, oh, you showed up the first day of August and you kind of get going. Well, it's not like that anymore. We do this stuff all summer long. And, you know, we almost kind of, for lack of a better word, at Moorhead is do our spring ball in June and July. And so really when we hit the ground running the first day of fall camp practice, it's the second time that we're going through the install. And so, you know, like what Coach Horan was saying, we don't necessarily have a ton of seniors in like his program, but we had a lot of really young players playing last year. And so even though they're not veterans per se by age, they have experience and they played some football. And so we feel like we really hit the ground running this summer, and it's kind of propelled us into hopefully a good start here to the beginning of the season.
Coach Horan, how's the summer go for the Cobbers and the coaching staff? It's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we really start in spring ball. So the end of March through pretty much the end of April is we get 16 practice opportunities with our kids, and that's all install, both offensively, defensively. And then when we're finished with that, then our strength coach has a summer plan. The kids are leaving for the summer. Good majority of our upperclassmen do stick around, work in Fargo Moorhead area, and then work out together. You know, so, you know, they'll be training all summer long with their workout plans. As coaches, you know, that's our time to do recruiting, you know. So the whole month of May, we're in high schools visiting with this year's senior class, 25 class kids. And then really the month of June is camp. So yeah, we have our 7-on-7 passing tournament where Coach Feeney and a lot of other coaches will bring their teams over and compete. But then a lot of our coaches are at several of the local camps, North Dakota State, UND, South Dakota State, Valley City, you know, just watching recruits, working, helping these camps. Make sure that they can get through it with all the numbers that they have and whatnot, plus it gives us an opportunity to see kids. So that piece of it's starting. And then once June's over, you get into July, you got a little bit of time over the 4th. And then after that, it's getting ready for the grind, getting your playbooks ready, and getting ready for an incoming class that's going through install for the first time. And camp for us started August 13th this year, and it's been nonstop since. And now it's game week, though. The tough stuff is behind us. All install is in, and now it's game planning. And today we get a chance to meet with our team at 4 o'clock, do a walkthrough, and be ready to go for practice early tomorrow morning.
You're listening to the Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast with Cobber head coach Terry Horan, Spud head coach Kevin Feeney. I'm Greg Bird with the Flag and WDAY Radio, and we want to thank Brady Service, a longtime sponsor of the podcast. Another school year is underway, and at Brady Service in Moorhead, they know how important it is for a student's vehicle to be in working order. So at Brady's, they work hard to be the go-to place for student vehicle repairs. Brady's has been helping college students with their vehicles for years. Brady's is close to campus with delicious coffee and tons of choices for snacks and drinks. Brady's Service in Moorhead, just off 8th Street and north of I-94. You mentioned something about the new kids coming in. What do you enjoy about that group of freshmen coming in for the first time?
You know, to be honest with you, I really do enjoy the wide-eyedness of all these young men coming in. And we had a really good recruiting year. We're really fortunate about that. Some have really stepped up for us. I mean, currently in our two deeps right now, in special teams, we're going to have a few freshmen that are going to be helping us out on Saturday, which doesn't always happen. But I think seeing the families come in, moving into the dorms, you know, this is all new to them. And the last 2 years, we've done that move-in day just a little bit longer for these families. Before, for I don't know why I never did this earlier, but for like 20-some years, they would drop off their kids, they'd help them move in, and then that was it. They were gone, all right? Well, now we have different programs throughout the day for families and those new recruits that are coming in. And then we do a big grill out where us coaches grill for all the kids and for all the families. And that couldn't have been more well attended. I mean, we had over 400 and some people.
Oh, wow.
Between the football field and the baseball field. We were grilling up dogs and brats and took a big team picture. And it's just a good welcoming gesture from all of us to let these families know your son's in good hands. We've got a great place and we got a wonderful family. So that excites me. And just to see these kids compete, let's see what they can do, and they've been showing it the last couple weeks.
All right, Coach Feeney, you mentioned you've got a relatively young team, but a lot of them got some good experience last year. What do you like about that crew that's coming back and what they learned in their season last year?
You know what, I think the biggest thing that you want to stress to every kid is that every position and there's opportunities, right? I mean, even if you have kids who are upperclassmen who have participated, they need to be pushed. And on the flip side of that, they've got to help out those young guys and really coach them up and kind of keep them to the standard. And you know what, we knew coming for a while that this incoming sophomore class had a lot of talent, a lot of success throughout the years. And so that competition and practice has really, really made for some good opportunities for some kids. And you know what, thankfully in week one we were able to get out ahead and get some good points on the board. And so the fourth quarter we were able to play a lot of kids. And anytime you can get kids in the first game of the season an opportunity to get out on a Friday and compete at the varsity level, that's only going to help us down the road.
Well, it also helps the psyche of the coaching staff too, doesn't it?
No doubt. You know what I mean? But I think that's what's fun is sometimes, you know, I'm around these kids all year long because I'm in the weight room with them and I really get to know them. Some of our coaches who aren't teachers, sometimes they don't maybe know the incoming sophomores as much as anybody else because of the size of our program. And, you know, I know they've been really, really pleased with a lot of these incoming sophomores. And like I said, it's been a good mix, though. Our seniors understand that we're going to need a lot of these players to fill in the gaps, if you want to call it that, and for us to really achieve what we want to achieve. And so they've embraced it. They're coaching them up. They're doing a good job in pushing them. But like I said, the sophomores are also pushing for more playing time, which is a good problem.
All right, Coach Rand, you mentioned this big class of seniors and plus seniors. When you look at a team like this and the experience that you have, does that allow you to do some more things and get a little more creative on the football field?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when a good majority of your, you know, your players that are on the field competing for you offensively, defensively, within your specials are veterans and leaders, you probably can, your call card could be a little bit larger, right? And ours certainly is that way. I think for sure offensively, you know, we're in that direction right now just because they're picking things up so much quicker. And mm-hmm. And it's another year under our offensive coordinator and Jake Pollock. And the same goes for our defense. We can do different things. We can give different looks, different stems, lots of different things that we can do when you're playing with veterans, guys that are savvy and they've done it a lot. And then it's up to the young guys to kind of, you know, drink that water through the fire hose as fast as they can and catch up. And they'll get there. It just takes a little time. But the veteran leadership, man, you just it's so valuable to a program.
You've been listening to the Coach's Corner podcast from Third Drop Coffee and sponsored in part by Cameron Foss Concrete. Cameron Foss has been helping build the Red River Valley and surrounding area for more than 60 years. They help with concrete foundations and construction for commercial, agricultural, and residential projects. And they pride themselves on paying attention to detail and doing quality work so that when the concrete project meets the budget you need it to and looks the way you want. Find out more at camrudefoss.com and good luck to the Spuds and Cobbers this season. Okay, Coach Feeney, as you look forward and you look at this team that you have on the field right now, what do you like about where they're headed with only one game under the belt?
You know, I think if anybody just watches our team, they're gonna notice the speed that we have on both ends, whether it's at the skill positions in the offensive side of the football or the back end of our defense. Kids can really run. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, you practice tackling and you work on all these explosive plays and stuff like that, whether it's offense or defense, you know, specifically defensively. I remember my dad saying all the time, what are you guys doing? You're tackling so much better. And he's like, well, actually, I don't know if your tackling's better or you're just getting more hats to the football. And anytime you get more hats to the football, there's going to be things that happen, like the ball's going to come out. And, you know, I really think our kids have done a really good job in the off season and training. And, you know, they also, no doubt in my mind, have a lot of just God-given talent and speed. So that's one thing. But, you know, and offensively, you know, with the style of football that we're playing, and we want to move the football around through the air and on the ground and really stretch people 52 yards wide, I think that there's opportunities for some big plays. And we've got some very, very good skill kids. Like I said, we've had a lot of success in the summer at the tournaments we were at. And so really now it's just up to us as coaches just trying to figure out how to get guys the ball, get them all touches. You know, I think in this last game we were fortunate to have some big plays, but we only ran like around 50 snaps. And so nobody touched the ball for more than like six or seven times, which is good because you can stay healthy. But on the same token, we've got to get guys in just more reps. Right? And so just said, we got to keep our foot on the gas and just continuing to grow and to continue to play. And this week's going to be a great opportunity. Rogers, three-time section champion, you know, a very, very, very traditionally very good program in the state of Minnesota in 5A. And so we're excited to have them at home. I think this is only their second trip out of about 6-7 years of playing them. So we get an opportunity to bring them up to Moorhead. That'll be good.
All right, we'll talk more about that in a moment. Coach Rand, as you look at getting ready for your first game of the season, what do you really like about where your team is right now? And is it a mental thing more than a physical thing right now, getting ready for that first game of the season?
Yeah, I think so. Just because of some of the little challenges we were kind of talking about off the air, you know, with obviously our facility right now not being ready to roll at this juncture. We're hoping we can play on it Saturday, but it's an unknown. Our field is done. The track is still in its final prep stages, and if the wind continues to keep blowing, probably it'll push us off of it, and then we got to find the plan B, and if that's Morehead State or what have you, then, you know, you got to get yourself in a mental mindset that you're still playing at home. It's right. Still football. We're still doing the little things. And, you know, all fall camp, as you know, we've been practicing at Morehead High, which it's not at our field, but, you know, certainly, you know, guys have been glued in. So, yeah, I think it's just as much mental as it is physical. And then what we can do is control what we can do, and that's make sure we know our opponent. This is the second year that we've played Eau Claire and you know, they were totally new to us last year. Okay. We went into that game blindfolded, basically had ideas, mm-hmm. and most of our ideas of what they were going to do is what we saw. So we weren't really caught that far off behind the eight ball, but their coaching staff that works really, really hard. They've really worked hard in the recruiting process. It's going to be a huge challenge for us because Wisconsin League's traditionally a tough, tough conference like us. So it's a great non-conference prepper. And then, you know, the very following week, we're flying out to Seattle and taking on Pacific Lutheran. So you got that interesting dynamic of flying, which our guys aren't used to doing that. So we've got two non-conference games that are going to be really good challengers, and those are both, you know, just as much mental as they are physical.
When you look at this Wisconsin team that you're going to play, what do they bring to the table? What do you want to take advantage of, or what do you need to be prepared for?
Yeah, they're really sound. You know, you know, watching film from last year with them, you know, Bethel within our league played against them. Obviously, our game. You know, they're an even front style defense. Their head coach was a D coordinator at Wisconsin Whitewater back in the day. Rob Erickson is his name. He spent some time at South Dakota State as well. And we all know how South Dakota State's been over the last several years. He took this Eau Claire job on as the head guy. So, you know, we've gone against his style of D before when we played Whitewater. But they're big, they're physical. Offensively, you know, they're two-dimensional. They want to run the football, and it's the spread attack that everybody's running these days. Their quarterback is back, even though he played really well against us last year. Then he got hurt in game two and didn't finish out the year, but he is back on the depth chart as their number one. So we know we've got a senior leader in their quarterback that has valuable reps. And within the specialty units, too, they just do – they're really dynamic. They do a lot of things. That was Rob's specialty when he was at South Dakota State. He managed the special team duties there. So we've seen some really good kickers and different schemes out of that that we just got to be prepared for. So it's going to be a great test, and that's what you want in non-conference games, because what's most important for all of us is our league play.
All right, Coach Feeney, let's talk about – Rodgers and excuse me, let's talk about Rodgers and what they bring to the table, what your team has to be ready for.
Well, I think first and foremost, when you think of Rodgers, you think of a big physical football team. They've been like that throughout the years, and you know, we've played them, like I said, numerous times now, and I think there's been years where they've attempted less than five passes against us. And so, you know, it's one of those you got to get ready for a mauling in between the tackles. And you know, and then defensively for them, they are a pressure football team. A lot of one free cover zero type stuff, and so we gotta win the one on ones, and that's what it comes down to. And special teams wise, you know, when Coach is talking about how quality his opponent is this week, our special teams I thought did some really good things in week one, and had some we got a lot of work to do in some things, and so this is the kind of stuff, you know, in week one, week two, that you got to iron out. But that's the plays that make the difference here in these type of football games. And so very, very glaring weaknesses that we showed. And so I think they're going to try and take advantage of that. And so it's kind of that chess piece of back and forth. But excited to have them. Like I said, I know we have a ton of respect for how they do their business and the amount of success that they've had. But we feel like it's going to be a great matchup.
Thank you, coaches. Coach's Corner has been presented by Flag Family Media with the Flag and WDAY Radio. I want to thank Third Drop Coffee here in Moorhead for hosting us each week. Big thanks to Brady's Service in Moorhead. Thanks to Cameron Foss Concrete. And a big thanks to our coaches, Scobber Football Coach Terry Horan and Spud Football Coach Kevin Feeney. I'm Greg Bird with the Flag and WDAY Radio. Join us again next week for Coach's Corner at Third Drop Coffee. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.